السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر،
الله أكبر،
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله، أشهد أن
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يقول الله جل وعلا في كتابه الكريم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولًا سديدًا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار، أعاذنا الله وإياكم منها أجمعين. أما بعد، dear brothers and sisters, it is upon us, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed in the Quran, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِّنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ سَلَامٌ هِيَ حَتَّى مَطْلَعِ الْفَجْرِ صدق الله العظيم. Allah Ta'ala has revealed in the Quran in Surah Al-Qadr, indeed we have revealed it, the Quran, on Laylatul Qadr. And what would make you understand the reality of Laylatul Qadr? Laylatul Qadr is better than 1,000 months. In it, the angels And the archangel Gabriel descend with every matter, every command, and it contains peace and tranquility until the break of dawn. Dear brothers and sisters, we are entering after Maghrib, inshallah, into the final 10 nights of this month of Ramadan. And we are seeking in these next 10 nights, Laylatul Qadr. What is Laylatul Qadr? Laylatul Qadr can mean the night of power. It can also mean the night of rank, the night of veneration, the night of honor, the night of decree. Laylatul Qadr marks the night in which the Holy Quran was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and hence it is Laylatul Qadr, the night of immensity, because Qadr can mean immense in stature, azama. It is also Laylatul Qadr because it is the night of the aqdar, the night of the divine decrees that are apportioned in the books with which the angels descend on that night. It is also Laylatul Qadr, the night of rank. It is a night of high and lofty rank because of the immense rewards and blessings it contains. And it is Laylatul Qadr, the night of veneration, the night of ta'zim, a night marking tremendous honor. And we venerate good times, and those who venerate are venerated. Those who honor are honored. It is the night of immensity and tremendousness, also because of the tremendous number of angels, the massive number of angels that descend on that night. What is the history of Laylatul Qadr, dear brothers and sisters? Imam al-Tabari, rahmatullahi alayhi, records with his chain of narration to Mujahid, the student of Ibn Abbas, radiyallahu anhuma, that in the previous nations among Banu Israel, there was a man who used to spend the night in prayer every single night. And during the day, he would go out in combat, fi sabilillah. And he would do this every single day and every single night for a total of 1,000 months, which is 83 years and 4 months. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this chapter, Suratul Qadr, showing us how we can get an equivalent reward in a single night. Thus has Allah ta'ala honored the ummah of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The great Imam Abdullah bin Alawi al-Haddad, rahmatullahi alayhi, he speaks about the connection between Laylatul Qadr and the lifespan of this ummah and the great mercy of Allah Ta'ala in giving us this night. He says that it is mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam considered the lifespan of this ummah to be very short in comparison to the lifespan of the previous nations. Because in the hadith it states that the average lifespan of this ummah is between 60 and 70 years. Whereas in ancient history among the ancient peoples, the lifespan was much longer. And so it is related that he considered our general average lifespan to be very short in comparison to other nations. And so he made dua to Allah Ta'ala, imploring Allah on our behalf. Because if our days are short, that means that the time we spend in this life preparing to meet Allah is also short compared to the previous nations. And thus we would perhaps miss many of the great opportunities of reward and high degrees granted by Allah Ta'ala. And so Allah Ta'ala honored and answered the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam by granting him and his ummah Laylatul Qadr, which is khayrun min alfi shahr, better than 1,000 months. Thus, in effect, extending our lives and multiplying our rewards. The Shaykh goes on to say, so that anyone who spends that night in devotion, It will be as if he has done so for 1,000 months, namely 83 years and 4 months. If he does this every single Laylatul Qadr for 12 years, for instance, it will be as if he lived in ibadah for 1,000 or more years in obedience to Allah Ta'ala. This is the karam, the generosity and the rahmah of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala upon this ummah, that our average lifespan is between 60 and 70, yet we have an opportunity every single year to catch Laylatul Qadr and outstrip and outdo those of the previous nations, all out of honor for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, takreeman lahu wa li ummatihi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So we're coming into these last 10 nights and we're seeking Laylatul Qadr. But when exactly is it? When you go into the discourse of the ulama, the scholars about Laylatul Qadr and when it is, you find, ironically, that there are more opinions about when it occurs than there are nights in the last 10 nights. There are the last 10 nights in Ramadan are just 10, but there are over 40 opinions among the ulama about when Laylatul Qadr is. Some have even suggested that the night of Laylatul Qadr even shifts around the year. But the jumhur, the majority position, is that it is going to be in one of the odd nights based on the hadith, and so one should seek it out in the odd nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And there is also a very strong view among the early generations of the Salaf al-Salih that Laylatul Qadr occurs on the 27th night of Ramadan. And this is based on a number of narrations. For instance, the hadith of Ubay ibn Ka'b radiyallahu anhu in Sahih Muslim, where he says, "Wallahi, by Allah, I know it, and the night in which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enjoined us to stand in prayer during it, and it is hiya laylatu sab'in wa 'ishrin." It is the night of the 27th. So that is a strong view, but it could be in the other nights as well, because it is still based on some manner of speculation. So if a large number of ulama across history have asserted that it's the 27th night, it is still possible that it could fall on another odd night. So there has never been a unanimous agreement that Laylatul Qadr is on a specific night every single year. The reality is Laylatul Qadr is hidden. And there's a great divine wisdom in Laylatul Qadr being hidden from us, because we do not know with certainty when that night is. Therefore, we seek it out each night. Imam al-Hakim records the hadith about Laylatul Qadr, when Allah Ta'ala had revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam the exact night in which it occurs. But it mentions that as he was going to inform the companions, they were going back and forth about when it's going to be. Some said it's going to be on this night. Others said it's going to be on that night. Others said it's going to be on this night. And they went back and forth until their voices were raised. And as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam came out to inform them, Allah caused him to forget the night. Allah caused him to forget the exact night. And Imam al-Hakim records this hadith with the chapter title, chapter on how knowledge is removed when people are given to argumentation. So we're not going to argue about what night it is. We're simply going to try to receive it with open arms and look for it each night. So it is hidden for a reason. If you knew exactly what night it's going to fall on, perhaps you would be more relaxed on the nights before and the nights after. Perhaps you would limit yourself to that night and not do so much on the other nights. Likewise, dear brothers and sisters, we note that every single year we have the Ramadan controversies. When was the moon sighted? Who's going by sighting? Who's going by national sighting? Who's going by international sighting? Who's going by calculation? And this is an unresolved issue. And we know that every year you have some who are fasting the day before others or the day after others. If that is the case, then Laylatul Qadr, what for you is in the odd nights, will be even nights for others. What if they are right? What if they are fasting according to the sighting that is most correct and you are not? Allah Ta'ala has not ordered us to have absolute incontrovertible certainty in determining it. We're just to try our best. This is a ta'abbud bil dhann, which is accepted in this matter. What that means is we should not even limit ourselves to what we think are the odd nights. We should even seek it out on the even nights, because it is perhaps the case that it was sighted and we're a day off or not. And it's all acceptable in the sight of Allah, inshallah, for those who strive to determine the entrance of the month. The point I'm making is, even the odd nights, even the even nights, all of them should be used for seeking out Laylatul Qadr. Dear brothers and sisters, as we are coming upon these last 10 nights, we have to reorient ourselves and put ourselves in the correct headspace and heart space for seeking out the mercy and forgiveness of Allah on that night. We're all familiar with the hadith that we hear every single year, من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Whoever fasts in Ramadan out of iman and anticipating reward, his past and future sins are forgiven. We also know the hadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Man qama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaba, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi." Whoever stands in prayer in Ramadan out of faith and anticipation of reward, his sins are forgiven. But there is a third hadith that many people are unaware of, and that is where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that man qama laylatal qadri imanan wa ihtisaba ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbihi. Whoever stands in prayer on Laylatul Qadr out of iman and anticipation of reward, his sins are forgiven. Sayyiduna Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he mentions in a hadith that the month of Ramadan had approached, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to the community, "The month has come to you, and in it there is a night that is better than 1,000 months. Whoever is deprived of that night is deprived of all goodness. And no one who is deprived of goodness, except that person is truly and utterly deprived." So we ask Allah to not deprive us of His goodness in seeking Laylatul Qadr. What should we do as we seek it on these nights, dear brothers and sisters? It is recommended that as we seek Laylatul Qadr, that we spend more time in worship, even more than the nights previous to it. This calls for us abandoning different worldly pleasures so that we secure our time and secure our hearts solely for worshiping Allah Ta'ala with increased focus in these 10 nights. As it is mentioned in the hadith that when the last 10 nights would begin, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would tighten his loincloth. Shadda mi'zara. He would tighten his loincloth and spend the whole night awake in prayer, and he would wake up his family to engage in prayer as well. What that means for us is that these 10 nights that are upon us are not nights to sit in the hallway chatting and on our phone. In these 10 nights, we are not to spend our time sitting at home, relaxing, watching Netflix and sipping tea. It is a night of shaddul mi'zar, of tightening the loincloth, girding your loins, going the extra mile to seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has not made it difficult, dear brothers and sisters. Allah has not made it difficult for us to experience Laylatul Qadr, but we have to show up. Knowing the immense value of Laylatul Qadr, we know that we should prepare for it. We should prepare to receive it in the very best way possible. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we get closer and closer to these final 10 nights of Ramadan, that He allow us with His generosity and mercy to reach Laylatul Qadr with full acceptance and forgiveness. Ameen. May Allah allow us to receive it in the best of ways and to make it a night that we catch with forgiveness and mercy and pardon. Ameen. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. الحمد لله رب العالمين حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ربنا ويرضى والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان المتلازمان على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وبعد. Dear brothers and sisters, when people think about Laylatul Qadr and seeking it, often their anxiety levels go up. They get worried, they get stressed, they get filled with anxiety. What am I going to do and how am I going to seek out that night? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reassures us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us guidance for how to properly receive that night. In Surah Al-Qadr, Allah ta'ala tells us exactly how we should receive that night. And we can look at these ways as three doors. There are three doors for receiving Laylatul Qadr contained in Suratul Qadr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in that chapter that Laylatul Qadr is khayrun min alfi shahr. It is better than 1,000 months. That means that door number one for Laylatul Qadr is bab at-tadaruk. It is the door of catching up. It is better than 1,000 months. Why is it better than 1,000 months? It's calculated at 83 years in 4 months. And by saying that, Allah is telling us that it's worth a lifetime. It's worth a lifetime if you can worship Allah in devotion on that night. That is better than a lifetime. This is a message from Allah Ta'ala to inspire us with hope and to raise our spirits and expectations. What it means is that if you have spent your entire life messing up, you can fix it that night. If you have spent your entire life in heedlessness and distance from Allah Ta'ala, you can fix it, you can catch up. It's not even equal to 1,000 months. It's superior to 1,000 months. خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. Better than 1,000 months. Allah Ta'ala has been preparing us for the last 19 days to receive these final 10 nights of Ramadan and to find Laylatul Qadr bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. It is a night of hope, it's a night of joy, and it is a night of tawbah. It is a night of repentance. Tawbah, that we translate as repentance, actually comes from the Arabic word awbah. And awbah means to return. It is a reunion. It is atonement. And it is a night of coming back home, going back to obedience after being in disobedience, coming home to presence after being in ghafla and heedlessness. It's a night of tawbah. It's a night of hope. It's a night of joy. And it is a night of catching up. Even if you've messed up for all of your life, this opportunity is here for you, dear brothers and sisters. That is door number one. The door of catching up. Door number two is the door of the angelic presence. The angelic presence, because Allah Ta'ala says, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ. It is the night in which the angels and the archangel, the spirit Gabriel, descends with every matter from their Lord. This is the night of angelic presence as well. As we said, people's anxiety levels go up when they hear about Laylatul Qadr. They wonder, what am I going to do? Oh, I'm a loser. I'm going to be feeling out of it while everyone else is getting the most out of the night. Oh, I'm tired. Oh, my legs hurt. Oh, I'm sleep deprived. Oh, my stomach hurts. People's anxiety levels go up because they feel tired and they feel that they're not getting as much out of the night as others are. But the angels come down in this night, dear brothers and sisters, in mass. They come more than usual. And it's not just any ordinary angels. It is also with them Ar-Ruhul Amin, the angel Gabriel alayhi salam. What does it mean when the angels descend in mass to a place? How would one feel if the veil was lifted and they could see the angelic presence all around them on that night? How would you feel if you know that with certainty that you're surrounded by the honored angels of Allah Ta'ala? You would feel comfort and safety. In fact, these angels don't just come to spend time and to record what one is doing. They're also addressing the believers, giving them the glad tidings, as Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Do not fear and do not grieve. So don't come to Laylatul Qadr on each night of the last 10 nights thinking, oh, I'm a loser and I won't gain much. I'm just going through the motions. I'm tired. I'm sleep deprived. Do what you have to do, but don't feel that Allah is going to deprive you of that night as long as you seek it. As long as you just show up, even if it's just for an hour, wallahi, if you come with sincerity, you will catch that night. You come with a good state. And the ulama mention that the angels love four things in general. They love sitr, dhikr, atr, and tuhr. They love sitr, they love covering in garments, being dressed appropriately, with haya, with modesty, and covering the faults of others, meaning you're not gossiping and backbiting and chatting about people's business in between the raka'at or during iftar or after iftar, as is often the case when people start chatting. They love dhikr as well, and that's the foundation of Laylatul Qadr. All that one is doing in Laylatul Qadr is a form of dhikr, whether it is salat, whether it is dua, whether it is tilawatul Qur'an, whatever it is, it's a form of remembrance. The angels also love itr. Here it means they love that a person comes clean. They come in a nice way. I don't need to tell you all to come to Laylatul Qadr having taken a shower. People come clean, inshaAllah ta'ala. But if a person puts on clean clothes, if they apply scent, if they make it somewhat ceremonial, it brings them in a higher state of awareness. That's why it's encouraged to take the ghusl on Jumu'ah and to wear your Jumu'ah best, your Friday best, because you mark the sacredness and sanctity of this blessed day. So if you come to the Laylatul Qadr on each of the 10 nights, make it a bit different compared to how you come on the other nights. Make it somewhat ceremonial. Dress your best. Come prepared to receive the night. And tuhr. Angels love tuhr as well. And this means cleanliness of the heart. To remove the heart from the heart rancor and forgive other people. Let the grudges go. Don't hold anxiety, don't hold resentments and rancor in your heart as you're coming to seek Laylatul Qadr, focusing on what someone did or said. Let it go for a while and focus on worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tuhur from other things that distract as well. Tuhur from the phone. Tuhur from the gaze. Tuhur from everything that's going to distract you and pull you away from seeking the pleasure of Allah on these nights. That is the second door, the door of the angelic presence. The first door is the door of catching up. The second door is the door of angelic presence. And the third door is the door of salam. Salamun hiya hatta matla'il fajr. It is a time of peace, pervading peace until the break of dawn. This is the key for how one is to receive Laylatul Qadr. You have to bring salam to what you are doing if you're going to receive salam. That means you have to start with letting go of the grudges, letting go of the resentments. You have to bring peace to your heart and remove negativity from you as you seek that night. This also means that you come to Laylatul Qadr with gratitude in the beginning. And when you do that, that will leave you free of anxiety. Shukr, or gratitude, is contrasted with kufr. The opposite of shukr is kufr, and it's a synonym for iman itself. So be grateful for receiving this beautiful gift of Laylatul Qadr that is better than 1,000 months. Gratitude for just having the ability to show up. Give thanks to Allah Ta'ala. Glorify Allah Ta'ala. Alhamdulillah wa shukrulillah. You're not saying shukr to my prayers, shukr to my dua list, shukr to my charity, shukr to my recitation, shukr to my Ramadan goal list. No. It is shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gratitude to Him for those gifts, recognizing them as gifts from Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. So trust in Allah ta'ala that you'll receive the night. Don't trust in the worship plans that you wrote down and set up for yourself before Ramadan. Don't trust in your dua list that you hope to accomplish. Don't trust in your Ramadan goals that you set for yourself. Allah ta'ala has brought all of us here this far. And by Allah bringing you this far, He did not bring you this far to turn you away. He did not bring you this far to shut the door in your face. He brought you here to give you gifts. So you have to relish the night and the joy of being there as you seek Laylatul Qadr. So as we seek it, what do? We seek forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. We seek the pardon of Allah Ta'ala. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam taught us to say as we seek Laylatul Qadr, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. O Allah, You are the pardoner and You love to pardon, so pardon me. That dua should be repeated in between your raka'at and through the night without any specific number, just constantly making this dua, Allahumma innaka afu tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. O Allah, You are the pardoner, You love to pardon, so pardon me. Another thing we do in Laylatul Qadr is extra dua. Allah Ta'ala loves that His servants call upon Him and invoke Him. Allah Ta'ala loves that we repeat the phrases of dua. But you have to understand, dear brothers and sisters, that when you make dua, it is because Allah Ta'ala has already inspired you to make dua. Allah wants to give you, and when Allah wants to give you, He inspires you to ask. So don't think as you make dua, don't think in the back of your mind, oh, Allah is not going to accept this dua, or oh, Allah is not going to give me this thing, or oh, Allah is not listening to me. When you make the dua once and twice and three times and four times and 10 times and beyond, when you're repeating the same dua over and over, sometimes people feel some anxiety as if Allah has not yet answered them, or He's not answering, or He will not answer them. But understand, dear brothers and sisters, Allah inspired you to make dua. That means He has already answered you the very first time. The fact that you made dua, that Allah inspired you to make, that is an indication that He's already answered you the very first time. When you repeat the dua once, twice, three times and beyond, it's not a magical formula. Allah Ta'ala loves that you continue to call upon Him. Allah loves that you continue the conversation with Him. And that's why we repeat the du'as over and over again. And by Him inspiring us to ask even the first time, that is an indication that He desires to give us. One of the very best things, dear brothers and sisters, that we can bring into Laylatul Qadr is simply opening our heart to that conversation with Allah Ta'ala. The munajat, conversing with your Creator, with a good opinion of Him, and experiencing His care, His love, His mercy, His karam, His generosity. So one should not come seeking Laylatul Qadr and making dua while thinking in the back of their mind, oh, Allah probably won't give this to me. No. One should not think this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in the hadith Qudsi that Allah jalla wa ala says, أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِ بِي. I am as my servants think of me. So if you make the dua and you think Allah is going to answer you, and you know Allah is going to answer you, Allah will answer you. But if you think Allah is not going to answer me, Allah doesn't want good for me, Allah wants bad for me, then guess what? أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِ بِي. I am as my servant thinks of me. That's exactly what you will receive. So you have to have a good opinion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and realize that each moment upon us in the last 10 nights is a moment that can be worth infinity. We are dealing with the creator of the heavens and the earth. We're not dealing with material. We're not dealing with quantity. We are dealing with Rabbul Alameen. So we must communicate, talk to Allah Ta'ala in your dua. Dear brothers and sisters, in conclusion, the great Sahabi Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Laylatul Qadr is a good night. It is a good night that is neither extremely hot nor extremely cold. And the sun rises the next day and it is red and its rays are weak. This hadith recorded by Ibn Khuzaymah in his Sahih indicates the signs that you have reached Laylatul Qadr. When you pray Fajr in the masjid and you stay for a while and then you leave after the sunrise, take note of the temperature, take note of the color of the sun. And this is told to us so that we're looking for it, not just in the night, but we're looking for some confirmations outside the day after, the morning after. Jabir radiallahu anhu also relates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about Laylatul Qadr, it is a good night that is neither extremely hot nor extremely cold, as if there is a moon that shows all the stars. The devils in that night are not released until the dawn comes. And this is recorded by Ibn Hibban. May Allah Ta'ala allow us all to receive Laylatul Qadr and to come to that night with those qualities of sitr, dhikr, utr, and tuhr, with concealment, with forgiveness, with remembrance, with purity. And may Allah accept all of our du'as and our munajat, our discourse and conversation with our Lord. May Allah give us pardon on that night. May He make it for us a night better than 1,000 months and allow us to reach it this year and the next year and the year after and for however Allah decrees for us to remain alive in this dunya. Ameen. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fi al-akhirati hasana wa qina azab an-nar. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad, abdika wa rasulika, an-nabiyy al-ummi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim tasliman kathira. بقدر عظمة ذاتك في كل وقت وحين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين